Hello there. From the BBC in London, this is Tony Arthur with the best of British folk music in Folk Weave. And in today's programme, we'll be hearing the music of the Albion Dance Band. They play music in the English tradition, but bring it more up to date with electric instruments. This kind of electric Morris music is very much the brainchild of Ashley Hutchings, who leads the band from the rear on his electric bass. In fact, electric folk in England wouldn't have got very far without him. He was a founder member of the other great electric folk bands, Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span. We found the Albion Dance Band playing in the open air on a hot afternoon at the Cambridge Folk Festival.
Good afternoon. And this is a tune from 1610 called A Bure, and it's dedicated to Jeff Boycott. So it's Boycott's Bure. Chorus song from Lincolnshire, and you have it goes, sing A, sing O, sing Ivy, and a bunch of Ollie and Ivy. You can write that down if you like, this will be a test in a minute. It's a very fertile song, so if you're feeling fertile, this is the one for you. We'll be right back.
and a bunch of holly and ivy. Holly father, he left me an acre of land, sing I, sing oh, sing ivy. My father, he left me an acre of land and a bunch of holly and ivy.
Piece of early music, and it's called an estampie, and if you want to do it, it'll be grand, kick the dust up. This is a estampie, and it will be accompanied on the knackers by Master Michael Gregory. As a clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Every morning as true as a clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Twice. It's from Adderbury in Oxon, and the Morris men do it there. And they also sing this.
Check no reporter at 15 aliens and 16 in presence to prove. While now 17 up an acknowledgement yet, and 18 a letter of love.
Every morning it's true with a clock, somebody hears the postman knock. Every morning it's true with a clock, somebody hears the postman knock.
And the mail must get through, whatever the hazards or odds. This lone man of letters just pedals on through, pursued by a pack of wild dogs. But he's uncomplaining, whatever the trial, they're beaten in every street. For he gets a free bag and a hat with a badge, and it's better than walking the street.
Every morning he's through with the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock. Every morning he's through with the clock, somebody hears the postman's knock.
Gentleman tuning up his guitar is Simon Nicol. He's tuning up his guitar because he just played with Fairport Convention at Chorley, which I think is where we might be next year. And he plays in a slightly different tuning with Fairport he does with us. He plays in tune with Fairport and slightly out of tune with us, so he's just retuning. This tune is called The Merry Sherwood Rangers.
We'll be right back.
we like to do a song which is a mining disaster song, which we've never done. We've just worked on it.
In 1934, there was a bad accident in Gresford, and over 200, nearly 250 men got killed. They're not sure exactly how many. It's just a doomy thing, isn't it? It's important, I think, anyway. And when they were trying to get them out, there was only a little pocket of gas, but when gas explodes in a pit, there's a lot of coal dust about, and then it sets fire to that. So it was a mess. And they couldn't get them out. It took days to get them out. And the Salvation Army band played on the pit head at the top, the pit top, to cheer up the wives and families. And they played How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds in a believer's ear. So we set the song of Gresford Disaster to the hymn tune.
and the owners have sent some lilies, dear God, to pay for the poor collier's life. Down there in the dark, they're lying. They died the 9 shillings a day. And they worked their shift, and it's now they must die in the darkness until judgment day.
The Greshford Disaster from the Albion Dance Band finishing off their open-air concert at the Cambridge Folk Festival. And in fact, finishing off this series of Folk Weave. We hope you've enjoyed being with us. And from me, Tony Arthur, at the BBC in London, goodbye.